Faye switched on the Nespresso machine. While it made her an espresso, she looked out of the tall window in the kitchen. As always, the view blew her away. The house in Aravi had become her paradise on Earth. The village itself wasn't all that large. It was home to just 200 permanent inhabitants. It took all of 5 minutes or so to walk around the entire village, if you dragged your heels a bit. But in the centre of the small piazza, there was a restaurant that served the best pizza and pasta she had ever eaten. And it was packed to the rafters every night. Sometimes a few tourists would trickle in, and now that the end of May was approaching, their number was increasing. Enthusiastic French cyclists or American retirees who had rented a motorhome and were now fulfilling their dream of seeing Italy, while their grown-up children wondered despairingly why their parents insisted on having their own lives instead of being on call as babysitters for the grandkids. But no Swedes. Faye hadn't seen a single Swede here since she had bought the house. That had been a deciding factor in the choice of location. In Sweden, she was famous the length and breadth of the country. In Italy, she wanted and needed to be anonymous. The beautiful old house she had bought wasn't actually in the village. It was some 20 minutes' walk beyond it. It was high on a hill with vines climbing the slope toward the house. Faye loved to stroll up and down the steep village streets buying bread, cheese, and air-dried prosciutto. It was the ultimate cliché of life in the Italian countryside, and she was enjoying it to the fullest. Over the last 2 years, while her ex-husband languished in a Swedish prison, she'd made a safe haven here for the two people she cared about most in the world. Her daughter, Julienne, and her mother, Ingrid. This week, they'd been joined by Faye's closest friend and business associate, Kirsten, who doted on Julienne as if she were her own and had spent her visit competing with Ingrid to spoil the child. The espresso was ready. Faye picked up her cup and went into the living room at the rear of the house, where the sound of splashing and happy childish cries divulged that there was a pool before it came into view. She loved the living room. It had taken time to decorate the house, but her own patience and one of Italy's most talented interior designers meant it was exactly the way she wanted it. The house had thick stone walls that kept the heat out and made it cool even in the hottest summer months. But it was consequently rather dark indoors. They had remedied that with large, light furniture and plenty of discreet lighting. The large windows at the back also helped to let in the light. She loved how almost imperceptibly the living room faded into the terrace. The white drape caressed her as she stepped outside. She tasted the espresso and watched her daughter and her mother without them noticing her at first. Julienne had grown so big, while her hair, bleached by the sun, was almost white. She got new freckles pretty much every day. She was beautiful, healthy, and happy. Everything that Faye wanted for her. Everything that had been made possible by life without Jack.
Mummy, look, I can swim without armbands.
Faye smiled and made an expression of amazement to show her daughter how impressed she was. Julienne was swimming in the deep end of the pool, doing a tortuous doggy paddle, but completely independent of her Bamse the Bear armbands, which were lying on the edge. Ingrid was watching her grandchild nervously, half sitting, half standing, ready to throw herself into the pool if need be. "Relax, Mum, she's got this." Faye took another sip of the espresso, which was almost all gone, and wandered farther out onto the terrace. She regretted not having made a cappuccino instead.
"She's insisting on staying in the deep end," said Faye's mother, looking despairingly at her. "I think she takes after her mother."
"Thank you very much, I can see that,"